Good afternoon and welcome to Have a Care, the show that spotlights humans acting for humanity. I am your host, Danielle Padilla, and today we have a very special guest, the director from Keep Youth Doing Something Incorporated, Vicky Ballet, and community development manager, Julie Brown Carlin. Thank you both for being here today.
We're happy to be here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Perfect. Now, before we get any further into this segment, would you mind telling the audience or the listeners a little bit how you both started in the program, what drew you to it, and how you moved up in your positions or anything like that?
I had been working in nonprofits my whole life, and this was maybe a little less heavy-hearted than what I've been doing, and so it was just an opportunity to have fun and provide opportunities for children that were maybe a little bit more lighthearted and not dealing with life or death situations.
Awesome.
I was introduced to the program by someone who was on the board, the president of the board at the time. He is no longer with us, and my position just evolved from that introduction.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did you just... Okay. So why is this important to you, being part of this nonprofit? I know you mentioned a little bit, Vicky, about how it was something a little more lighthearted instead of that. So was there anything like that drew you to this one specifically?
Absolutely. I think one of the things I've always seen is what happens when kids are not safe and they're not kept busy and supervised when they're not in school. Mm-hmm. And this is a really great opportunity to make sure that they're not out there where other people can get to them that have maybe other plans for them. You know?
For me, being able to see the children succeed academically and just have a broader future and a brighter future is just so heartwarming for me. Mm-hmm. And it's just very touching, and I just love to watch the children excel. We get to meet their families. We enjoy all of them. We have serve over 2,300 students, so it's just a blessing to watch children receive the services they need and that we're able to provide it for them.
So backtracking just a little bit, because I know what the program is, you know what the program is. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit about what it is? I know we talk about programs and helping students and achieving their academic goals and social goals. Can you explain exactly what this program is?
Sure. We provide a wide variety of both academic and enrichment activities and programs. It's everything from helping children with their homework. And we're talking children. I refer to them as children, but at the same time, they are really probably 5 to 18, 19 years old all the way through high school. And basically, the programs we provide before school so that they're not standing out in front of the school before it even opens. And we also provide programs after school as well as a few on the weekends. It's everything, again, from helping kids with homework, tutoring, to acting classes, dance classes, technology classes, or building robots, or doing all kinds of things. Anything to get them excited about something and keep them busy and show them that they can excel at something. It may not be academically. We do have some kids that are just not going to ever really excel there, but at least they'll still be coming back to school because maybe they have a part in an after-school play or something.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So Keep Youth Doing Something was founded as a community-based organization by some, I don't know if you asked me this question yet or not, but it was a community effort to get people off the streets and away from Lanark Park, where it was like gang related, and it just grew into a wonderful after school program. And we offer so many services, like Vicky said, tutoring, free enrichment programs after school. We're based in South Los Angeles, West Los Angeles, in the San Fernando Valley,
East Los Angeles.
Perfect. So besides the things you've mentioned, what makes this nonprofit different from any other school programs or community programs?
I think that we're small, and so you can pick up the phone and get the director on the phone. You can get Julie, our community development person, on the phone if you want to volunteer. It's not a lot of bureaucracy to get through.
Perfect. So does that help? I know you talked about like bureaucracy, but does that help you have more interactions with the students better? Do you personally go to these events and have like a hand in like everything almost?
Absolutely. We every year I go to meet with each program, and we figure out exactly what the school wants us to do. If they have a hole, we have some schools that maybe can use additional help with the arts, and so that's what we focus on. Other schools want fitness activities and sports and recreation, and that's where we focus. So we have the ability to kind of make our program what the stakeholders need, whether it's the students, the parents, or the school. It's not necessarily that we have something already packaged that we bring in and say, this is what we do.
Perfect. Did you have anything to... Okay, perfect. So we talk a lot about schools and helping them, but how do you actually start out in a school? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you form these connections, or do they ask for you specifically?
A little bit. There's actually, with LAUSD, it's a large school district. They've got formal processes in place. And so we wind up applying for, they send out an RFP, and they ask for agencies that are interested in providing services to come forward and make a proposal. And from there, they assign schools to the agency. So principals can ask, PTAs can ask, but for the most part, they've got their system in place.
Anything to... Okay, awesome. So I know we've talked a little bit about some of the programs, like everything from arts and technology, but that's such a huge blanket. Is there anything like specific, like with arts you would do, or anything specific with technology? Was there like, I don't want to say a curriculum, but is there something about a certain like event you would do for arts, or like a certain like program that works better for kids? Or
It depends on the grade level. Mm-hmm. Our programs usually culminate in a showcase or an event where the kids show off what they've done. So let's say they're doing science, and so they may do different kinds of science activities, everything from environmental science, and they're learning about sand, and they're learning about erosion, and they each it's done in a fun way. Yeah. Where it's not like the same as the school day. Mm-hmm. they're actually hands-on doing different kinds of experiments and little things that they can enjoy. And after that, maybe a different group, a group of kids will be doing something about aerodynamics and about, you know, they fly paper airplanes, they do Perfect, different yeah. kinds of things. And then we wind up having a little showcase at the end where they have a little mini science fair.
Oh, awesome.
And their parents can come, and then school teachers can come, they can show off what they've been doing.
Perfect. So I know you have like a little science fair, but like things with like technology, I know that's a little... Like, what if the school doesn't have the resources for that?
We provide all of it.
Oh, perfect.
So we bring in all of our own supplies, mm-hmm. Except for the power. So if they have electricity, that's yeah. all we need. Basically, for little ones, we've got some really great entry-type coding activities.
Where
they can program these little... There's a mouse they can program mm-hmm. to turn certain ways and go through a maze. All the way up to a robotics program that we have with the older students and high school kids, where there's some competitive programming. And we have a Cyber Patriot program that we work with the school district on, where kids are learning anti-hacking techniques. And
oh, seriously?
Yeah, no, we work a lot with the community and with different... different opportunities that are out there, so that we can bring them a lot more than we can bring them on our own.
So how do you get people to teach like anti-hacking kind of classes?
Well, that actually, believe it or not, we are hiring what we call our alumni kids, the kids that have already been
great.
In our Cyber Patriot programs. The Cyber Patriot program was actually a program that was started by Dr. Harry Talbot, who has since passed away, but he was working with the LAUSD and with the Air Force. He happened to be an ex-Air Force or military guy. So that's where that program is, an Air Force program.
Yeah.
Because the Pentagon needs kids that know how to do that. And so they actually offer, it's a nationwide competition, and they actually offer them a job.
That is great. I was taking it back. That's actually really cool. Sorry. Yeah. It's just because, like, you go from something like, oh, yes, like, arts and everything, which is equally important, but to hear something like anti-hacking, I didn't even realize that was so cool. Like, to be honest, when I think about Keep Youth Doing Something, I would think, like, elementary, but I know you say you go everywhere from, like, 5 to 19-year-olds.
We take care of about 2,000 kids a day.
Oh,
and
wow.
They range from, you know, 5-year-olds that are in kindergarten, or they call TK now, right before pre-kindergarten, mm-hmm. All the way through seniors.
Wow. So we've talked about like two ends of the spectrum. What would you do for like more middle school?
Middle school?
Yeah.
Those are probably the hardest kids to engage. And we really try to hire employees that are warm and fun. We do dance programs, a lot of the physical sports programs, a lot of soccer programs. They mm-hmm. tend to do better there.
Great. So when you go through schools, how do kids join in? Do they sign up, or like do teachers recommend kids for programs? Can be kids be in multiple programs, if that makes sense?
Absolutely. We'll have about maybe a given school, we'll have maybe 80 to 120 mm-hmm. paid slots. And we always go over that, so we give quite a few free ones away. And they basically sign up and they just attend.
And we usually have quite a waiting list because our programs are in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
We offer a lot of great things for students, so...
Perfect. So is it something you do at the beginning of the year and they get to do it through the whole... Oh, that's so great. Yeah. Until the very end?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Every day that school's in session, we're there.
Yes. And multiple ones, it doesn't matter. They can do technology, they can do sports, and they can do...
Absolutely. We're there for from about the time of dismissal to about 6 p.m. every day.
And wow.
So we fill it with maybe an hour of helping them with their homework, and then we do some recreation, get them up and moving around, and then we do some enrichment after that.
And perfect.
Enrichment would be the technology and the other fun things.
Awesome. Going back to what we kind of talked about with the anti-hack. Sorry, I'm going to keep bringing it up because that's so cool and how you find people to do these things. I think you have a program called the Vocation Education Committee made up of community members. Is that where you get people to teach the classes from? Or
well, we've had we do have some people that come out and maybe do workshops for our kids, our high school kids, on what it takes to get out into the world and actually get hired today, particularly in the jobs that they want. So we do use, we absolutely welcome community members to come out and business owners and people that are in HR departments. We had a really wonderful a temp agency that came out and did a really wonderful workshop for them. And we're always welcoming people that can do those things.
We're always looking in the community for people who would like to partner with our agency and provide programs or services or volunteer their time. We have hundreds of wonderful volunteers that donate their time to come help teach children either, you know, different activities or dance, drama. We've had Zumba. We've had people come out and teach technology.
And they can donate as little time. If they want to just do a one-time workshop, they can do a one-time workshop, or they can come out several times. They can come out for an entire semester or school year, whatever.
Oh, great.
We actually have a place where we provide tutoring as well, and we receive a lot of volunteers from the community that come and tutor after school. So we actually have some Pierce College students who have come and been tutoring after school once a week.
Wow, so do they go to schools, or do you have a separate place where students can come and like a middle ground, or do you generally cater to schools and you go there?
We actually do both. So we also provide tutoring in school, and we do have a private tutoring, or not private, but a tutoring office, a center called the Peak Performance Center in Reseda, where we also offer tutoring.
And we offer scholarships, 100% paid scholarships for students to to attend there. So they don't have to attend any of our schools.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you award those scholarships? Is it kind of just like a need base? Do they kind of apply for it and get recommendations? Like what kind of process goes into that?
For the scholarship?
Yes.
Anybody who applies, as long as they qualify, they could receive the services that we offer there.
And does qualifying, like the qualifying means just showing an interest for it, or what exactly does qualifying mean? Like what attributes are qualifiable
for our school programs? It's low income.
Okay.
The schools that we are at, because we offer everything 100% at no cost to the students or their families, they are schools that have a very high rate of poverty, and it's gauged usually by the number of students that are on the federally sponsored food program. So it's 80% to 90% of the entire student body, so that the school as a whole qualifies for our services.
Perfect. So the committee, although they do, I know, do some tutoring, you said, some workshops, is there anything else they do? Like, they hold any events? Or I think I read something about field trips they would do sometimes to the actual site. Can you explain any of those and examples you've had or you've done in the past?
Well, we did a really great career field trip to, this was a few years back,
to Hollywood. Valley Presbyterian.
Oh, that's what that's
about.
Yeah, and they provided a whole career day. It was amazing. That we had like over 100 students in attendance, and they had each different like person with a different job. So they had a doctor, a nurse, someone who worked in the OR, and whatever the child chose what would be their interest, they were able to take about 10 kids each through the hospital. It was an amazing experience. The students loved it. Everyone learned so much. The career, the people that provided the people that worked there that provided the tours absolutely loved just teaching the kids and inspiring them. And they were able to put on hospital gowns and really get the real feel of being at the hospital and actually working in that environment. And that the hands-on is what you know, inspires the children to want to grow up to be productive and have wonderful careers in the community. So
yeah, that's amazing. So the program actually provided like transportation, everything, and they held the event.
We were lucky enough to have the transportation provided by some of our council members.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's always a blessing. And they also provided bags and just a whole learning experience that was phenomenal.
They had little swag bags.
The kids loved it, and so did the people that were giving the tours.
Perfect. So just continuing on, based that, like, the field trips and everything, what kind, like, I know you've talked about, like, it inspires kids, but what's, do you hope, the biggest takeaway, other than just, like, inspiring? Do you hope that, like, like, what's the immediate impact you hope, either than just introducing these jobs to them?
Well, the immediate impact is always the academic side of the field trip, but also that they're able to do something or receive a service or participate in something that they would not be able to otherwise afford. And that's really important to us, that we provide our students with things that they would, you know, opportunities that they would not have otherwise. So we have a lot of great community partners, so many field trips that we like to take our kids on, and they love it, and the parents really appreciate it. And it's just a blessing because it's something they wouldn't be able to pay for or to go to outside of, you know, their daily.
A lot, we find that a lot of our students don't really leave their neighborhoods very much. And so particularly in our East LA neighborhoods, they don't go to the beach. That's pretty much all they know. So taking them to the Getty or taking them to
Cabrillo Marine Aquarium, Cultural Center. We're just so blessed with all the people who want to provide extra things for the students to do.
Perfect. So I know you have these like separate programs, but you said like especially kids in like the East LA one. Do you have like big events where you include the whole program so they can socialize with kids in other programs or like other schools?
Not so much because transportation is so difficult. It's, you know, it's $400 to $500 for a bus.
Oh, wow.
For about 3 to 5. So it doesn't work out too well financially. But we do a lot of events in the school.
Perfect. And another thing I wanted to like bring up, because you talk about like inspiring them, and we talked about starting out, and I know you said some alumni from the program even come back. Like, what exactly kind of roles do they assume? Do they come back just in their career and they come back as an actual volunteer, or they do workshops? Like, what's a story you've heard or you've interacted with?
I have a recent story. I had a young lady contact me that had been in our dance program at one of our middle schools, and she says that, you know, basically she called me up. She says, you know, you guys really kind of changed my life. And I think this was a young lady that had two brothers, and we were able to get her some scholarships to keep her busy during the summer and different kinds of things. And basically she is now a college student, and she wants to come back and be a dance teacher for us. And so she's actually, we just hired her. So.
That's a wonderful success story. So to watch them grow up and become productive members in the community, it's really touching.
I think because schools are, they're there to focus on their education, and students may not be as have as much downtime and be comfortable to really tell parent or tell the teachers or everything anybody else in the school what's really going on at home. And we get to see the parents, whereas the school day may not see them very much because they're still working. So we get to kind of see what's going on, and if parents can't get there to pick them up on time, or we see that there's that they don't have clothes or whatever, we're able to kind of help out and kind of do something that individually that may make a difference for that particular child.
We've purchased clothing before and basic necessities for students and their families many times.
We give out jackets for winter.
We have a huge coat drive that we participate in and receive lots of winter clothes, and we also donate those to the kids and the families, and they really appreciate it. We saw a need at one of our sites in East Los Angeles where the students didn't have a jacket. They were borrowing it from the Lost and Found. And so that's when Vicki said, you know, we need to do something. And so we got involved with a couple organizations, and we received hundreds of winter clothing, jackets and all types of winter clothing that we can give to the kids.
It was actually one of our schools near USC, it's a South LA Sky, and they actually, the kids were getting ringworm because there were cats sleeping in the Lost and Found. So these poor kids, because they didn't have jackets, and we were talking to them as maybe they had one last year, but they grew out of it, so they gave it to their little brother or sister, and nobody had the money to really get them a new one. So it's been nice to be able to help out.
Sorry, the ringworm, that's a serious case. So how did you, like, find out about that?
Because we're with the kids for 3 hours every single day, and we saw it, and we talked to the parents, and they were telling us, you know, two and two together, they realized that that's where they were getting it.
So building that connection with the students is really important. Do you offer, especially to, like, your older ones in the program, how, like, do you offer any counseling? Because I know you have that vocation program where they help with jobs, but is there any kind of thing, like, counseling you offer to help students or anything like that? Or
we don't do counseling ourselves. But we certainly have community referrals if students or parents need something. We have, at one of our schools right now, we have a mother that comes to us, and her daughter is a runaway all the time, and every Friday she's missing. And so, you know, we've been able to get her quite a few referrals, and we're hoping that they'll be able to take advantage of them to get past this time.
Perfect. So I know we kind of talked a little bit about just how to volunteer, but I know there's about like 5 ways listeners could volunteer. I know that's, could you want to explain some of them, like being a coach, tutoring, or doing anything like that?
Certainly, we offer all types of volunteer opportunities on site. If you're a dance teacher or a dance student and you can teach a dance class, we welcome that. We do reach out to the local colleges and universities and try to recruit people to either teach a class, but we also offer just someone who wants to come and maybe work with children as part of their career development, or just because they love kids, to come out to the site and help with activities. We have that as well. We have the way to volunteer is to send me an email usually, and
would you mind sharing here?
Yes, email? My email address is jbrown@kydsinc.org. And if they just send me an email, I'll send the volunteer application. And that's usually how the process starts. But most of the people that volunteer for us provide so many different things. I mean, they can teach about computers. We have a program where some students come out and teach art.
Yeah.
So we just try to offer the students as much as we can. And it's always nice to have an extra person on site who loves working with children to help out.
We have a wonderful young young man. He's actually a retired young man who is, I think he's close to 80, who does a newsletter with our with our kids and at one of our middle schools. And he teaches them how to write and how to put together a little newsletter where they actually interview their teachers and other people in the school, and you know, they've learned something. So they actually, and he reaches out to get people to come in, whether it's somebody from Pizza Hut to come in and talk about careers and
or
and,
the Lakers.
He had the Laker girls come through. That was quite
so
a
cool.
hit. But yeah, it's anybody that wants to do something, we will pretty much find something that they can do. I had a young lady once that was hearing impaired, and so she actually taught kids how to do a whole Christmas song in sign.
Oh wow!
So it just whatever we can try to turn it into something that is useful and for us and beneficial for the students.
Perfect. And do you have any events coming up that listeners could attend?
Yes, we most certainly do. On April 11th, this Wednesday, we have a fundraiser at the Stand Restaurants. It's going to be at the 4 locations in Encino, Northridge, Pasadena, and Woodland Hills. And they just need to bring one of the flyers that we're going to provide and leave for you. And the 20% of the proceeds will go to help low-income at-risk youth and provide programs and services for them.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much. And these flyers will be right here. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. So was there anything else you wanted to add that I didn't mention or anything you just wanted to bring up?
We run some summer learning programs as well. Throughout the summer, we give scholarships to students there. And the LA Times Family McCormick Fund has been really wonderful in supporting that for many years. And now they're focusing on Chicago. So we are desperately looking for funds to be able to continue offering that to about 80 kids every summer.
Okay, perfect.
And it's a literacy program.
Oh, great. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that answer. And thank you so much again to Julie and Vicky for visiting us here on Have a Care, the show that spotlights humans acting for humanity. I am your host, Danielle Padilla. Good day, and here's to a better tomorrow.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.